Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody. This is your host, Lauren, again, and you are listening to a weekly inspirational episode, number 104, Empowered and Embodied. And just as a quick update, if you guys didn't already know, this latest season of Witchy Wellness Radio, we have a new episode coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Mondays, just like this episode, are all weekly inspirational episodes, and Wednesday and Fridays are inspiring and empowering interviews that will come out every single week from here on out until the end of this year. I'm so excited to bring so many amazing new people on Witchy Wellness Radio. I hope you guys feel inspired, empowered, and ready to take action in your own life to truly show up and be embodied and manifest the life that you so deserve. And before we jump into the show today, I wanted to take a second to remind you that Witchy Wellness Radio is sponsored by Living the Good Life Magnesium. It is my go-to transdermal magnesium soak. This is different. You don't take it as a pill. You either put it on your skin through lotion or a balm, or my personal favorite is their magnesium soak, where I spend at least 20 minutes in a bath a week, and I leave the bath feeling more grounded and present, replenishing my magnesium levels in the process. A win-win. Head over to the show notes and make sure to use code WICHY, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your purchase. And without further ado, please enjoy episode 104, Empowered and Embodied. Empowered and Embodied. Now, this doesn't mean that you already have to achieve all those dreams, those goals, those lofty aspirations you have for yourself. What this means is to become her, be her, feel her, act as if you are her, act as if everything you've ever wanted is done, is here, because it is here. When we can step into alignment with our goals and where we want to be, we will get there. But the difference is, we get there while having fun. We get there through spending time doing the things that we love, through noticing the urge to ask that person out on a date, to taking that course you might have never wanted to take before. But those steps along the way that might seem like off course are actually guiding us straight to home, our potential, our own hero's journey. Because the truth is, what you are seeking is already seeking you, my dear. All you have to do is become it. And that might sound easier said than done, but just notice what makes you happy. Notice what lights you up beyond measure and go do that. And once you get into that state, relook at the world, relook at yourself, relook at your goals and ask yourself, what's the next best thing that I can do? What's the next step? And from there, the possibilities are just endless. Because Rome was not built in one day. And how do we eat that elephant? One bite at a time. And when we can continually tune in and align ourselves with that beautiful, embodied, empowered woman who honestly we already are, then magic happens. Then we start to believe in ourselves. Then we truly begin to love. Love life. Love the hardships. And most importantly, love ourselves. Big love, Lauren. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.